estoy mirando ese. Gehanan jana salakaya chakshur unumilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurate gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai tadalaye krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya bhaktya vihina paradha lakshai cheptascha kamaditaram Kripamayin tvam saranam prapanna vinde numaste charanam Yang prabrajantam anupetam apeta krityam Dvaipanyano virahakatar yajuhav Putreti tanmetaya tarvo bhinedu Tang sarvabhutaridayam munimanutus Tavaivasmi najivami tvayavina इति बेग्याय राधे तं नय मां शरणं रुबंबर दिकीर्तन इतो निशिंगा परता निशिंगा रिसाइट सम टाइम फॉर वन मिनट यू कैन नॉट डू ऑन दिस इतो निशिंगा परतो निशिंगा अंतर निशिंघा बहिर निशिंघायंतर निशिंघमादिं शरणं प्रपद्ये निशिंघमादिं शरणं प्रपद्ये Today is very auspicious day. The appearance day of Srila Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisingadev. Who is Nrisingadev? Why he appeared? Why he saved Prahlad Maharaj? How he saved all? We'll discuss in our classes. The Council of Maharaj Yudhishthir in Indraprastha was full, and all the Nardar persons from whole India and all the kings and the emperors from whole India were assembled there, and Krishna took the service of food bathing. He was doing. And there, Artha Mantri ke ki hai?
Finance Minister.
And there, Finance Minister was made, Dujodhan. Krishna made it to Yudhishthir.
Duryodhan.
That he will give.
With two hands
he will give. That the khajana will be empty very soon. And thus they will be shown that they are so poor. And the whole sacrifice yagya will be spoiled. Bhim was supervisor of cooking department. Thus all service were. In that council, a big problem came to select to whom first honor should be given. At this, Nakul and Sahadev, they proposed. That Krishna should be worshipped first. And then Bhishma Patama, Vyas, all renowned persons told that Krishna must be worshipped. He is God of God. But only one person came forward from the group of demons. That was Shishupal. Shishupal was not only telling, but behind Duryodhan, Karna, Shakuni, and all these silly kings were there. So he stood up and began to criticize Krishna. Krishna was sitting silent. Bhim wanted to kill him, but he was told by Yudhishthira Maharaj not to do anything. Also, Arjuna wanted to kill him, but Yudhishthira Maharaj told that, don't be disturbed. Let us see what happens. And when he did more than 100 criticizes, abusing Krishna, then sitting there, easily Krishna took his famous Chakra Sudarshan and like this. At once his head was there, and just Sudarshan returned. Then Duryodhan and his side party persons began to shout, What happened? Very serious. A war may come. But Krishna was at that time so grave that all was subsided. And also that a flesh cramp from his head, this, and it came and it went on the lotus feet of Krishna and mixed. Narada Rishi and all were there. Oh, how this fortunate Shishupal was. They thought that he has taken salvation and liberation. And also they saw that he has turned into Jai Vijay. Jai. And Vijay was
done.
But he was not still murdered. Killed. So only he saw that he came in the shape of Jai and entered in Krishna. Here Yudhishthira Maharaj is questioning. This is the background of why Shukadeva Goswami is going to tell the past time of Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev. Yudhishthira Maharaj has a question that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is equal to all jivas. He has nothing to fear from anyone, and so he cannot be enemy of anyone. And Krishna is not lacking anything, that he wants anything, and then he will take side of that person. Understand this?
He is self-satisfied.
He is self-satisfied. See, nothing to worry, nothing to fear from anyone. No? So, and also on the other hand, he is lacking nothing, he is self-satisfied. So why he takes the party of Prahlad Maharaj or any good person, Yudhishthira Maharaj, always, and he becomes against the demons. He became against Duryodhan. So likewise, always he takes the paksha,
side
of sadhus, and he becomes against demons. Why? He should be equal to all. Samadarshi, you know?
Equal vision.
In Gita it has been told, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavihastini Sune Chaiva Sopake Chaiva Pandita Samadarshi. Everywhere he will be of the same vision. He is not friend of anyone, he is not enemy of anyone. But why he did so? Why he cut down Shishupal? And why he is taking the side of Pandavas? Why? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling that he never did so, does so. He is always equal to them. Like a mother has two sons. Sometimes he tells to one, gives very good sweets and milk, curd and all these things to one child. And sometimes he never gives to other child that thing. Why? He has same vision for both. But if that son any of the sun has loose motion or bad health, then he will not give. Boy will weep for that, but he will not give. Why he has so much affection for you? Sometimes he gives slaps to a child, and sometimes he takes and gives milk to. Yet there is no difference. Bhedbhav nahi. Bhedbhav nahi. Partiality. We should note that Krishna never killed Shishupal. What he did? He liberated him kindly, mercifully. He took him, he saved him from the endless ocean of birth and
death,
sufferings and sorrows. If he had that body, material body of demon, he could not have been saved. So kindly he took off his that body and also Karan Sharir
mane? Subtle body.
And make him pure like Jaya. And he took in himself. That fact was that Krishna has in him Narayan also.
Whole incarnation
is in Krishna. So Narayan was also in him. So Jai Vijay came and entered or met with his Prabhu Narayan there. And when this Leela was gone over, then Narayan came and went to Vaikuntha, and with his he went to Narayan. But only this thing happening, only saw Vyas, Narad and all which were so pure devotee quality devotees. All the persons were there, they could not saw. Only they saw that he has murdered. If a mother give a very sweet slap to her children, some neighbors will come and tell her, oh, why you did this? But internally, he has so much affection, and with that sneha,
affection,
he had did so. Anyone cannot see, only pure mother can see. So here became like so. So actually Krishna never murdered him. He, by any skill, he took him from worldly these sufferings and everything. And he purified him and sent to Vaikuntha. So it is mercy. Also there is something. There is a kaal.
Time.
In this world, Krishna becomes like kaal, in the shape of kaal. And he regulates everything, manages everything like kaal. According to the period, sometimes when it is Raja Guna, then demons began to rise. At least that Krishna has taken the side of that. Sometimes Tama becomes so flourish. And then it seems that he is taking side of Tama. And sometimes Like in Satyayug, Satya is flourishing, and it seems that everywhere, joy, everywhere there is the two, Tam and Raja are defeated, and Sat is
victorious.
Now we see that wicked persons, bad persons, taking wine and all other things, being thief, dacoits, cheaters, they are happy. And those who are of sadhu nature, they are in some distress. We are seeing like this, because it is Kali Yuga. We see in Satya Yuga, opposite. So, it is the nature of Sat, Raj or Tama. Krishna being called himself, he controls all these things. Sometimes in world we see that my friend, bosom friend, he became my enemy. And the enemy becomes so bosom friend. Why? This is karma. Sometimes we know that this fact is wrong, I should not do. But he does that. And he cannot take the side of Satya. So all depends on call. By an instance you can see, I am here. All are so inspiring. In all way, in bhakti. And when I will go, you will feel some pressure. And you will be engaged in your worldly routine. Why you are now so enthusiastic? Why? Oh, this is kaal. In day, we work so much, and in night we sleep. Why? Due to kaal. So, in this world, kaal is prominent. So, Krishna has nothing to do, this side, taking side, he is always equal to all. But Kaal does everything. So we should not say that he is my enemy, he is my friend. Always you should see that he is my friend. Hiranyakashipu was not enemy of time made it. How? He became Jabez to fulfill the desire of
his master,
Narayan, and he came. And a situation came that all was done. So if anyone abusing you, is criticizing you, you should be tolerate. Don't. It is due to time. He is not fault there. But what I have done in past, as a reward it is coming. So don't be disturbed. Don't think him in me. Like there is a story that there is a very good mother, but she was a widow. And he has lost everything when her husband passed away. But he was a very, very beautiful boy, son. When he became of 5 or 6, he used to walk. In the morning, one day, he went to collect some flowers. And when he was collecting flowers in a bush,
a very poisonous serpent came, snake came and bite. At once he was dead. A hunter was coming by the way. He saw and he caught hold of that snake and put it in a
container.
And he took that boy here who was dead and he went to her mother and he kept. Mother saw that my son is dead and he has become black. She began to weep bitterly. When some little जबकि रोते रोते शांत हो गई, नॉट पीसफुल, कम डाउन, देन दैट हंटर टोल्ड द स्नेक, आई सॉ दैट विदाउट एनी रीजन दिस स्नेक हैज बाइट योर सन, सो ऑर्डर मी, आई विल एडवांस, आई विल कट दिस स्नेक इन पीसेस एंड देन आई विल बर्न इट. He told repeatedly. At last, her mother told, why you are doing so? Don't do. By doing so, by cutting the serpent, snake, will my son come? No, he will not come. Then why you are doing these things? Then he told that, this serpent, if you are not killing, that serpent again will bite anyone without reason, because he is so wicked, nonsense, he will do it like this, so we should kill. Don't kill, because my son will not come. But he was repeatedly telling that I should cut, and he began to take the snake and to cut. Then snake told, why you are killing me? But you have bitten this boy. He told, I have not done. Who had told? Carl has told me to bite and I only followed his order. Oh, this argument is not good. Because if anyone tells anyone that, oh, murder this person, kill this person, then both are culprit. Both should be
punished.
So, why you followed his order? So that person, Karl, and you both are guilty. In the same time, Karl came also. Oh, why you are
blaming me?
I am innocent. And the serpent is also innocent. The hunter told, why? He bite that boy, innocent boy, and you have told that you should bite. Why it is so? You are not seeing. In past life, he had done this thing, and now the result is coming. I am called. What is called? What he has done past. So I have become, his activities has become called. So what he has done, now he will have to taste. So I am not guilty, and in sarp is, snake is also not guilty. I am telling this, Karl went away. And he left that serpent. Anyone is not enemy of anyone. Karl, that has come from our past activities. Now, he is abasing you. He is your enemy. Not himself, Krishna, that time and that person. For this, he began to tell this story, that how it began. Then he began to tell. What he began? He gave a story. Anyone is remembering that story? Bola, you should do that story. Very brief.
One day, one shopkeeper, he used to sell sweets and hot milk also. কুত্তা এই চাটতে যাবে জিলাপি ভাবছে কি ভাজছিল তো ছিপকলি পড়বে
আরে ইটা না আরে
কোন গল্পটা কালো গল্প যায়
আরে উসিনাথ দেশ কা রাজা প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ কা চরিত্র মে পহলে উসিনাথ দেশ কা রাজা কি বাত আই হ্যায় জো ও সব জগত কো বিজয় করনা চাহতা থা বিজয় নহীঁ কর সকা ও গয়া তো যুদ্ধ মে মারা গয়া মানে হিরণ্যকশিপু কা রা আপনে Hiranyakashipu is telling for Hiranyaksha. When he was killed, then he was satisfying her whole family by this story.
Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they are two brothers. And Hiranyaksha killed by Varahadev. And all family of Hiranyaksha, they lamenting bitterly. And Hiranyakashipu want to say, make them satisfy and specify them. So he narrated one story. Oh, don't weep so much. Don't lament for him. He is not this body. Why you are lamenting so much? You know that once upon a time in India, there was a king and from Usinar, the country of Usinar. His name was Sujagga. He wanted to conquer the whole world. He already conquered so many countries. After he came and he wanted to conquer his neighbors. And he was so powerful, he can conquer at any cost, at any means, that king. But by chance, due to time beings, he expired in the battlefield.
He was killed.
He was killed in battlefield by that against party. Then his soldiers took his all parts and invited cobblers, and sewing it just like a human body, and bring it to that royal palace. Everyone weeping so much, none to specify anyone. In the meantime, the predominating deity of death, Maharaj Jam, came in shape of five years old, a bald, naked boy, and asking, "Oh, why are you weeping? What happened?" No one to answer him. Then one old person told, "Oh, you are a quiet little boy. You can understand. Better you can go and play." He told, No. Please tell me what happened. Why they are weeping so bitterly?" Then he told, "He died. Raja mara gaya." "Oh, mara gaya." Then when he returned, gaya means, according to Hindi, that he had gone somewhere, just like Srila Maharaj, America gaye. So he gaya, mara gaya, that he died, expired. When he will return, he told, "Oh, I told us before that he couldn't understand. Where he had gone, he will return again. If you not return, why are you weeping? If you are weeping so bitterly, he will return, or no, never. So why are you weeping bitterly?" Then Maharaj Jam told, "Oh, that before you are crying for this king, he is sleeping here, why not talking with him? Oh, he will not talk anymore. Why not? His soul has gone from his body." "Oh, you are weeping for soul, not for his body?" "Yes, we are lamenting and weeping for his soul." "Have you seen his soul?" Then they became surprised. "No, never. He was black skin or white skin. He was strong enough, he was lean and thin, he was slim or very fatty. "I don't know." "What he used to take meal?" "I don't know." "To whom you know nothing? For him, why are you lamenting so much? Queen is telling he is my husband, they are telling he is my father. The before marriage ceremony, is any relation between queen and this king?" "No." "If none can say that who was that soul and what is the relation as before, why lamenting so much? Better not to lament so much." So Hiranyakashipu narrated this story the whole family. So don't weep so much. So he saw, and in Gita, Yatasai Dhruvamitru Dhruvangjanma Mritasacha Tasma Adaparihariyarthi Nasachitu Maharasi. Who take birth, he bound to die. Who die, he'll take birth again. So don't worry, don't weep.
But he told also something, that there was a hunter. He wanted to take so many birds and to eat. One day, some birds, husband and wife, pigeon, went to forest to take something. They were sitting on the branches of any tree, and they saw some rice there. The wife told that, "Oh dear beloved, we should go and take these rices. We will take it for our children. Oh, very good rice." He told that there is some conspiracy. We should not go. He warned again and again. But she did not obey his husband. And she flew and went there and began
to collect the grains.
In the meantime, hunter was hiding himself behind a tree, and he took
pulled the trap and he came in.
Now she was bitterly weeping. She cannot fly. She was in the clap of that hunter. In the meantime, the husband was on the tree. He began to weep bitterly. And he came to his wife by the side of that trap and began to weep and lament that, "I cannot support my children. You can. So why I am not dying and you are dying? For a long time we are coming in with so love and affection each other. Now you are dying. How I'll return to my home? And what I will tell to my children?" And he was also weeping bitterly. He was not seeing that call. The hunter was there. Hunter became there, pleased and laughing so much that he has also come in my trap. And he took his bow and arrow and shot it. At once his arrow went through his heart and crossed, and he fell flat. It was too much blooding, and he died also. Clapping his hands, he came that, "I'm successful." And he took the wife. He was alive. And seeing that his husband has been done, murdered. And he together took them here and he went away. So here Sukadeva Goswami is telling, through Hiranyakashipu is telling there, and the boy, that is Jam, is telling that you are saying and you are so worried for your husband, he has passed away, your children have passed away, all are passing away. You are so worried for them and weeping so bitterly, but you are not seeing that my death is here. Sword is always hanging here. When I will die, we are not thinking. Only weeping, weeping, in the meantime, call comes and shoots us. So be careful for this. Hiranyakashipu is telling this story to his wife and the wife of Hiranyakashipu, sons of, but he has no belief on this. And that is why he is demon. demons quote all Shastra, but they don't apply. These are demons. The persons who are telling others, teaching others, oh, chant 1 lakh Harinam. Cut your attraction, attachment towards world. Don't have any worldly desire. But doing themselves, what they are, like them, we should try to follow all these things. And then you should teach others. A person entangled in worldly desires, and if he teaches that, oh, you should be renowned, give up all attachment with world, don't require anything, worldly thing. But he as well, he himself is sinking, and always testing all these things, material, all these things. He is not qualified to instruct others. He should first apply all these things, he should be established in them, and then he should be. We will read it in morning class. Swamiji has written, explained of the Srila Rupa Goswami's slok. It will come. So, first you should be engaged in the service of in spontaneous service of Krishna. And then we should tell like this. Otherwise, it will not work. So we should do like this. Then he narrated the story of Prahlad Maharaj, that Hiranyakashipu, who was instructing to all. He has 4 children. Sons? Any among Prahlad Maharaj was younger. And he was sent to school. One day, when he came, returned from school, his mother decorated him and gave in the laps of his father. Father said, very beautiful son, very beautiful. And he is so intelligent, he began to do like
Stroking.
And he asked, my dear son, you have returned from school, can you say that the teachings of your teachers, what you heard, what you felt more good, what?
The most important.
Huh? What was the
best instruction? Can you tell anything? The boy told natural way. He told that, what is love? Sadhu manne asur varjya dehinam sadasam agnidhiyam asadagrahat hitvatma patam grihamanda kupam vanam gato jadhari mashrayi. Boldly he told. What he told? Tat sadhu manne. I am thinking that this is truth, eternal truth, that we should serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Giving all these worldly things. World is like a coop. Coop means a well. Very dangerous well. We are drowning in this well. So the intelligent persons should give up all these things and they should do bhajan, I have selected this special truth. What is sansar coup? What is dangerous that coup? Well, another place in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told that there was a person, he was going anywhere, but in the way it was very dense forest. When he was passing, once a tiger attacked him. He was very dangerous. How to save myself? He ran, but there are so many big trees, white trees, he could not climb. And very soon the tiger was coming very nearer. At once he saw a well, but that well was so old and broken and torn stays.
Blind well.
No water. And so many grasses and some branches of trees were covering this well. It is called blind well. So he at once took the two branches of that peepal tree, branches, and he wanted to jump in the well. When he was going there, he saw that very dangerous snakes were there, hoofing, hissing, like that. He will come and like this. So upside there is tiger, like a cow, like death.
Death.
And if he goes inside the well, snakes will bite and he will die. He was hanging in the middle, like this, having two branches of that peepal tree. Peepal tree, you know, perhaps. But at once, two rats came from the any hole, and they began to cut the two branches. One was black and one was
white.
If he is not going down, he will have. He is bound to go down, because very soon they will cut two branches. So he was thinking, I should go out. There is dangerous thing, death. If I am going down, there is death. And if I am here having this, in a moment they will cut down and go to hell. What to do? In the meantime, he saw that there were some bees of honey. There was a big
hive.
And some drops of
honey,
very like golden, and very tasteful like amrita,
nectar.
One, two, three drops were coming. Oh, he has one. At once greed, and he opened his mouth and one drop came. Oh, how sweet. So he was doing, and if the bees were disturbed, lakhs and lakhs bees will come, and one at once they will bite here and there, he will die. So everywhere, up, down, side, here, there, only death. But he is not seeing. This is our condition. What is well? This world is well. What is the tiger? Time, death. Inside, serpents are death. That is, day to day we will have to die. But we are not seeing. And we are taking the two branches of this tree. What is this tree? Our ayu. Our age is that two things. What is that? Our past bad karmas activities and pious activities. That is why it is called prarabdha. Having taken the shelter of prarabdha, we are now living. When it will end, we will have to go down. Where to go? No certainty. Unknown place. The two branches are our bad activities and pious activities, which we are testing now. One day it will end. Then we will be old and we will bound to give up this body. What are rats? What are rats? Day and night. Black rat is?
Night
and day.
Day indicates
white. White. See, two rats are cutting our age. Our age was of 100 years. But day and night gradually going. We have come to 95. And our age is now 5 years. We are proud of this, that I am so old of 95. But he is not saying, this blind person, that I have lost my
95 years
and only 5 years are remaining. So we are not, we are proud. When anyone tells that, what is yours? Oh, very false ego, I tell that. Oh, I have become of 76. What is your age? Oh, if he tells that 60, then I think inferior he is made to me. And if he tells that I am of 95, oh, then I subside. Oh, he is more superior than me. But we are not anyone realizing that our age has going lost, and when we will do die. Only one thing can save. What save? Giving up our all intelligence and everything without any cause, take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. If you are taking shelter, then everything is okay. It may be that it will come rain at once, some heavy old shower of hell will come, and the tiger will go away. And it will go inside well, and the snake will be killed by that. And bees may fly anywhere, and he will safely come out of well, and he will go to his destination. But it will be due only by taking shelter of Krishna. Sarvadharmana parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyam. Prahlad Maharaj told, he became angry. Who is Hari? I have given your birth. I am your father. You are not saying that I am giving milk to you. Your mother gives milk to you, and we are supporting, you are giving in school. Now you have become so intelligent, more than me, and you are giving instruction to me. He took the boy and he called his teachers. Why you do? You have teach this boy. In this way, Hari has killed my brother, and he is taking the side of Hari. Why you are doing so? Then, again he sent to school. Who are the teachers? Sanda and Namarka. What is Sanda? Wild bull. Bull, you know? Bull. He has taken very much grass, green grass, Now he could not digest, and cow dung like water is coming in force, loose motions. Anyone cannot use that
cow dung.
Cow dung. And he going sometimes in this field, in that field, and sometimes following cows, sometimes beaten by anyone. So these are bulls who don't do bhajan of Krishna. And amarka, like blind persons, being always in darkness. So sanda amark like this, no connection with Krishna. Again he was sent in this school. And after some days, some months, again Prahlad Maharaj came and he was asking something. What was that slok, you know? And explain that slok. Stand up.
Ketnam Vishnu Smarnam Parasevam Achyam Vanam Dasam Sakyam Atman Vedanam Iti Pumsa Ta Vishnam
Vaktisthena Vakantanam.
More loudly.
I forget the last part.
You can? Can you? Anyone?
These nine types of bhakti, these are, one is engaged in these types of, nine types of bhakti. They are considered to be, they have the highest.
He's telling to his father. Father asked, you have come from school, what you have selected, good thing, good instruction.
So then he's telling. Tanmanye Gitam Uttamam. That one who is engaged in these nine activities, this is the highest form of education.
Go on. Can narrate, yes sir.
Srila Gurudev explained us before, Iti Pumsar Pita Visnau Bhaktis Chennava Lakhana Kriyate Bhagavat Taddha Tanmanye Aditam Uttamam. Srila Prahlad Maharaj is explaining here to his father, and all ministry of his father are present there, that Iti Pumsar Pita Visnu, if anyone doing Sravan and Kirtan or limbs of devotion, it may not be bhakti. We have to surrender ourselves, the lotus feet of Krishna. How we can surrender ourselves? How we can dedicate ourselves lotus feet of Krishna? We never seen him.
Arpita. Your word is Arpita.
Arpita. Iti Pumsar Pita. How we can offer ourselves to Krishna?
So here Atma Nivedan.
Yes.
Last Atma Nivedan. And first he should
dedicate himself in the
lotus feet of Krishna.
Gurudev. Through Gurudev we can offer ourselves lotus feet of Krishna.
Here he is telling Kriyet Bhagavati Adhatanna Manne Adhitmut Iti Punsa Arpita. Punsa means all persons. They should offer themselves, unconditionally surrender in the lotus feet of Godhead. And in the last he is telling that Atma Nivedam, same meaning. So the hidden meaning is that there are two Krishna, two Bhagavan. First is Gurudev Bhagavan, and second is Krishna Bhagavan. Gurudev is Ashray Bhagavan. Ashray means? Servant Bhagavan. So first we should take shelter in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru? Both. Don't think that they are two. They are one. As a whole, Akhanda Tattva is Gurudev. So we should offer ourselves unconditionally in the lotus of our Gurudev, and then here, then do kirtan and everything. Then Atmanivedan will be done successfully. Otherwise we cannot do Atmanivedan in the lotus feet of Krishna. So if it is done first offering in the lotus feet of our Gurudev, then it will be bhakti, otherwise not bhakti. So we should always be in this mood. And hearing this Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu became so furious. And he ordered all his demons that kill him at once. He's like an axe in our dynasty. He has taken side of Vishnu, who killed my brother. So he's telling like that. If there is any
anything here,
we should, and if it is dangerous for our life, we should cut this by operation. So his son, but he's against me, so he should be killed. He ordered, and all became to try to kill him by sword, by clubs, by all means. But he was not disturbed. He was quite shant.
Calm and quiet.
Big elephants were brought there to
crush.
But any elephant could not come nearer. If they are coming nearer, some electricity is passing, and they are becoming mad and running away. He gave poison. He did what he could do, but he was not successful. Then he feared that, this boy can even attack me and I will be dead. And he was so much worried that how these boys can be murdered. He told his one sister, who was so expert in joke that fire cannot do anything to her. He told that take this boy in your lap and enter in a very weak fire. But it became opposite. She was burned and Prahlad was saved. Always Krishna helping her. He was thrown in the sea, endless sea, but Krishna came and saved him. Thus he was not killed. Then he was became sober. Then Shandamarg, telling that, return this boy to school. I will take it. And my father will come, Sukracharya. Then he will do anything. And we will try to change his mood. My father must change his mood. Then he took away. In the meantime, one day, the teachers were out of school, and Prahlad was there, and all the boys, they wanted to play, but Prahlad Maharaj told that, today we will not play. I want to tell something to you. And what he told to the boys, our Sajjan Maharaj can explain. You understood? What Prahlad Maharaj told to the boys when his Shandamarg were out of class? You remember?
Something like it.
Not full. Who is remembering in full? What he told?
He said that we live at most 100 years. And
no. From beginning.
And
Kumar Acharita Prak. You remember something? You can listen. You remember?
Some parts.
Actually, you should do. That's you don't remember all these things? You should read this punctually. You also not? I want that today, in night you should read all the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj to the boys. And next day I will hear.
He is saying that actually in this material world, we are living for 100 years, but we spend our first 20 years playing ball, and we are only wasting our time in doing this. Then we spend our second period of time, 20 years or so, in married life, and we are wasting our time in this way. And then after we are, so we are using our whole life like this, step after step, and there is no time to serve the Supreme Lord.
More you can tell something?
Once you cultivate Krishna.
More?
First he's telling that
Kumar Akrita, from the beginning of life, being in a child, we should try to
Kumar stage. We should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the classmates were arguing. We're too young. Then he says, if you're too young, you wait through your youth, then you'll have difficulty in your adolescenthood, like Kishore age, too difficult. Then in your elderly age, you won't be, so you'll pass the entire life with no Krishna consciousness by the end.
Very good. Yes, sir.
When the teacher was out of class and they appointed Prahlad Maharaj as a monitor, so boys are asking Prahlad, oh Prahlad, today is very golden opportunity, we can play. Prahlad, no brother, don't play today, I shall give some instructions, better we can do Krishna bhajan. Prahlad Maharaj told, the boys told, no, we have to live so many long days, we shall live about 100 years, better we can play today. Prahlad told, no. Kaumarat acharet pragam dharman bhagavataniha tattapi durlabang manne vaikuntha pradarsanam. Kaumarat acharet pragam. Prahlad is telling, who will be learned person, they will practice bhakti yoga from his boyhood. Kaumarat acharet pragam dharman bhagavataniha. And if we will not do so, then when will Vijay none can say, No, we shall live 100 years. Then Prahlad Maharaj give a chart.
No. The boys asked to Prahlad Maharaj, why we should begin bhajan from very childhood? We have sufficient time in our life. When we will become old, then we may do bhajan, when there will be no work at all. He told that it is not certainty that when we will die. We may die tomorrow, and young age will not come, it may be. And it is very easy to follow all these things in boyhood. If anyone is not doing bhajan in boyhood, then when young will come, or old age come, then he cannot do bhajan. He will be interested in other things, worldly things. Like a bamboo, when it is green, it can be molded very easily. But if it's dry, you cannot mold it. It will break down in the middle, but never it will come alive. So in boyhood, the heart remains pure, and he can learn anything. But after that, after 60 or 50, it is very hard to do anything new. So you should do bhajan from beginning. Then the boss told that, if you are not learning something in boyhood, in school and colleges, and become so expert in any business or doctrine, or in pleading in so many businesses, then how we can we can collect money, make money? And if there is no money, then how we can enjoy of this world? So we should learn now something and be expert. Don't think like this. We see in this world that according to our past activities, bad and good, everything coming on easily. We don't do anything for suffering, but suffering comes. And we are bound to taste it. We don't want old age, but old age comes. We don't want any problem, but so many big problems coming. So if we had done good activities, past activities, happiness will come, money will come, praise will come, everything will come easily. So don't be engaged in these things. So he told next shlok. Natat prayaso kartavya jata ayu param. Don't do anything for this thing, to be happy. It will come from your past activities, bad and good, and you are bound to test it. So in this human body, you should try to serve Krishna, Godhead. Sramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all from childhood. Because the age of human body generally is 100 years. In 100 years, half of the 100 years, that is 50 years, we lost in sleeping in night, half day, half night. So it goes away. Now remains 50. In 50, 20 years or 25 years goes in learning and being expert to collect money, to make money, and to so many things. And this also went. And the age from 80 to 100, very old age, we cannot move, we cannot think, you cannot utilize anything. You cannot sit like this. No? Always like do. So you cannot do. So 20 years this, 20 years that, last. First 20 and last 20. 40 years also went. Then 50 plus 40 went away. Now 10 years. In 10 years, we'll have to marry. Before this, we'll have to make so much money. Whole day and night making money. You will have to marry, but you will have to see that whether you have good place or not, so good houses, and so many things will come. If children are coming, you will have to support always them. So engaged always in 10 years also will go away. Like a person who was like a beggar. He used to take alms from door to door. One day he was collecting something from the houses of Grihastha. It became midday, very hot day, like India. Everywhere so hot. He went to a person, Kumbhar, you know?
Porter.
And he had made so many clay pots, and he has kept it serially, one after one, so many. He went there, and he took shelter, and he took a sleep there. Not sleep, he was thinking that today I have gone to collect some
grains.
But some are insulting me here and there. oh, I will not give you, go away from here. But I will collect some, and then I will take some grains to shopkeeper, I will sell it, and then some money will come. Again, next day, next day, next day, I will collect some money, and I will invest it in any business, and then some money will come, and again I will invest. And he was sleeping and thinking like, then I will be a very rich person. And then I will marry a very beautiful lady, and some strong children will come. And then I will be a big rich person, having all these things, powers, and if anyone come to me to beg something, I will have this danda and I will at once, I will give a mota danda on his head. Now they are insulting me, and then I will insult like this. And he took his danda, you know, stick, and he did like so. So one pot broken. And after that, all coming, all whole pots in that room, all were damaged. The person came, potter came, and why you did see? He took a stick and began to. Why you do so? So, in 10 years, you'll have to do so much things. And 10 years will go like this, in a moment. When you will do bhajan? So he's telling that to be so. Anyone cannot leave his newly married wife. A wife cannot give up his newly married husband. If there are so many, 2 or 3, very little sons, very beautiful, always kissing them, having it. Oh, I am so fortunate to have a nephew or daughters or sons, daughters, sons, and making so much kissing here again, and telling, I have 2 sons or 2 grandsons, and grandsons, sons again, and I want to see again some sons. Anyone cannot give up this. If I am giving up my home and going to do bhajan, wife is weeping. What to do? Again, father and mother are old. They want help, the service. So how can I give up this old my father and mother? How I can give up my newly born son or daughter? How I can, I have collected so many gardens and fields, and I have built some good houses. How I can give up all these things? He cannot give up. So from beginning, in childhood, we should try to serve Krishna, chant, remember and do. They told her, where you have learned all these things? Oh, I was in the womb of my mother, when my father has gone to
jungle
for austerities. And I heard from Naradeshi all these things. How can we be like you? Oh, you will have to take shelter of that bonafide guru, like my Gurudev, like Naradeshi. And here all these things. They will give strength, and from very childhood, we should try to do kirtan, especially Naam Sankirtan. Doing so, we will progress in this thing. But you will have to serve your Gurudev. Carry orders and take shelter in the lotus feet of Gurudev. What he is doing, obeying, you should try to follow. Then you will develop. In the meantime, Hiranyakashipu heard that he is making all demons' children like devotees. And he at once called. And he came furious. I will kill you. Who is protecting you? Oh, Krishna is protecting you. He is the power of yours, myself and all. He protects. Where he is? He is everywhere. You are seeing everywhere, yes. In this
pillar
he is, yes, shortened. Satya abhidhatam nitabhitta bhashitam. At once Nrisimhadev, Bhagavan Krishna, in the shape of Nrisimhadev, to make his devotee
fulfill his words.
Words, he came. He was here, there. Oh, he's here, your God? Your Hari is here. Yes, everywhere, also in this. Oh, I am seeing. And seeing this, he's talking.
Club.
And by his, this, a day, attacked on that pillar. By his
fist.
And at once, it smashed. And very big sound came. And he saw that he's neither a human body, nor a lion, nor anything. He had never seen like that. And he was coming, very furious. Fires were coming. So many mouths, so many hands. He was disturbed. And he took his club and began to fight with him. And Nrisimhadev began to play. But he has some benediction that he will not die in day, in night. He will not die
inside the house.
Inside the house, outside the house. Why any
animal,
man, woman created by Brahma? Not any month.
Daytime or night.
Any special year. Not by weapon, not by anything. Now he has become like
immortal.
But he appeared just in evening. The time is coming very soon. No night, no day in the middle. Not inside room, not outside, but on the door. Not in sky, not in earth. He picked up in his lap. No any weapon. Only this nail. He did so and take up all his nerves. Smashed. No year. What is that? No month?
Leap year month.
So it is not. It is out of months. No animal, no human body, not
created by
Brahma himself, Lord. And in a moment, he did miracle. He took all these nerves and blood coming, and he became so furious.
Nrisimhadev ki jai!
And he finished at once. All demigods, Brahma, Shankar, and Lakshmi, all that thing. They told that you should satisfy your master. We cannot do. We are fearing. He made the same what he has done to Hiranyakashipu. And he gladly he went to the lap of his master. Nrisimhadev at that time very furious, but when he sat in his laps, he was at once pacified. And he was weeping. Why he was weeping? Prahlad, excuse me. I have done late. I was to come before. Pahle hi aana chahta tha.
You were to come earlier,
but I could not. I was seeing the appropriate time. So I have done mistake. You have tolerated so much. I want that you should have any benediction from me. He told, I am not a businessman. I don't want to take. If there is any desire, I pray you to take it all, desires. He told, no. You should have any benediction. If you are so pleased, then my father should be excused. What is that he has done before? You should have any benediction, anything else. He told that. I am saying, in this world, all are unhappy. And they are against, they are forgetting you. And that is why they are suffering so much. So I want to suffer for them. And they should be given your mercy. And they should serve you. And they should thus happy forever. Ishing there told that those who will hear of this past time that I have served you, and you are so strong not to follow your father, but to follow me, those who will hear, they will be at once liberated. I will have so much mercy for them. बोलो प्रहलाद महाराज की जय, सिंहदेव की जय, गौर प्रमाण. सो वी शुड ट्राई टू बिगिन अवर भजन फ्रॉम वेरी वाइल्ड. आई विल बिकम बिगर एंड देन आई विल डू. डोंट थिंक लाइक दिस. डोंट बी अपसेट फॉर योर लाइफ मेंटेनिंग फॉर from your past activities, everything will be. I'm not doing anything you are saying. And also I wonder. I don't do anything for my
maintaining
life for clothes and anything. I see that so much is coming to me. I have no pais, no farthing, nothing. I'm wondering that who is managing my coming to these countries about 2 lakh, 3 lakh, 4 lakhs rupees. I don't know who is giving, who is managing. I've never asked to any. But I am seeing that everything arrangement is done. So delicious foods are coming. I offer to Krishna and take some remnants and distribute to all. I have so much that I can maintain lakhs and lakhs devotees. But I have nothing with me. So why you cannot have but a strong faith on Krishna? If he is maintaining lakhs and lakhs uncounted person, lakhs and lakhs world, not a one devotee, lakhs, lakhs, there are worlds. And he maintaining all, why he will not maintain? Will he apni aankhon ko banda kar dega humare liye?
Eyes?
We should see also that from where we will have water. The rivers are dried now, they have no water, we will take water like this. All trees and leaves has been dried, and pious person are not giving alms. Now I think that there are so many persons, good persons, they denote something. I think that all the devotees had come to denote something.
Donate.
Not to take anything, to donate. They are donating here for everything. My also, they are taking care of myself. And all devotees there, there are some poor persons also. They are also given Mahaprasadam. Everything is going on here very well. So why Krishna will not support us, nourish us? So don't fear for maintaining life. And do bhajan very faithfully. Gaur Praman. Jai Nishingha Deva Ki. Now it is 7. You should be ready and begin.
Very successful. My heartly blessing for all.
That's a drama. I think it will give very a strong impression, especially on the heart of boys. I think that very good drama has been done. I appreciate those who managed to make prepare these all boys and girls. I appreciate the part of Nishinghadev very okay. I appreciate very, very well to Hiranyakaspu part. I could not recognize who was Nishinghadev, who was Shandamarkh, and who are Prahlad. This is successful. I was searching Sajjan Maharaj, where he is.
But I could not recognize him either. So this is successful. Prahlad Maharaj, the part of Prahlad is very excellent. How he is remembered the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, and he was playing very good role. Also, Shandan Amark, a beautiful. Who were there? I could not recognize. Shandam. Oh, I thought that there are boy, but I see. Are they boys or girls? Who are they?
Pravaras and Sikhandi Devis.
This is my husband.
Oh, well.
I'm married to Radhikashyap.
And see? And this boy, Prahlad? Oh, yourself. Very, very good. You can be, all can be, in future time, they will be very good devotees. And you should try to be very good, bona fide devotee. And thus, very easily you can overcome this misery world. All the boys which were with Prahlad Maharaj learning from Shandamark, I also have so much my heartly blessings to them, especially to Indradev, who was a very young boy.
Daughter of Shamala Didi.
Oh, daughter of Shamala, having so many.